Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's your boy Dijon back at it with another one. First and foremost, if you're listening to this, thank you for tuning in. Today, you know what I'm going to, today pretty much what I'm going to do is, this is going to be like one of those vent ones. But let me catch y'all up. So the reason why I took such a long break is if you remember in the last episode, I said, you know, I got something that I'm doing that I'm going to let y'all know when it's time, when the time is right. And what that was I was studying for my CPT. So now I'm a certified personal trainer as well as a behavior change specialist. So in between then, I was kind of studying for that. And I was having some issues with taking a test. And that was kind of me pushing the weeks back. And then when I get it, I think I got like a 2-week run. And then I caught COVID, so I've been getting over COVID. This is probably my second week, like, going back to work and adjusting to this new normal. I will say this about it. Like I said, I'm not a person for vaccines and still don't plan to get one. For those of you who be like, man, I think I caught it, right? Like, if either you asymptomatic or if you catch this thing, you gonna definitely know, like, this really wasn't no joke. So I had those going on. Just as a forecast of where this is going, the number that I think I want to hit to before I stop is probably around 52. Just for the simple fact, if you were to play my podcast 1 week, you know, like one time a week, you'll hit a year. So that's the number that I'm trying to reach before I take another break, an actual planned break, just to kind of chill, regroup, and then you never know, see where this thing goes. So that's where we at with this one. Now let's get into it. So the original version of this, I had recorded, I think, really right after I got my personal trainer certificate. So this is an August something. And I don't know if I was going to work or coming home from work. And I got the just feeling some type of way, right? So, you know, the episode would have been me just kind of talking. I was actually with my brother Sick, was sitting down. And I had him sit there so I could talk to him because I'm genuinely talking to him. And as I'm doing it, I'm like, hold on, this could be an episode. Because, again, I want you guys to see the real me. I want you guys, like, and again, it's also for my daughter. So she gets to see kind of the behind the scene, look like pretty much the pain behind the smile. And that's probably what I call this one, pain behind the smile. Because my person or my social persona, probably I come off mostly as positive and this person with an optimistic view and all these different things. And realistically, you know, of course that's not all the case. You know, like behind the scenes, I'm a little bit more different. Those who know me, notice. But I know I got new listeners, you know, tuning in. And people, you know, if I told you to listen to this episode or something, you know, that's kind of the things that I want them to know, or even my daughter, you know. So to get into it, so, you know, I was stressing. I have, like, me, first and foremost, like, so me and my baby mom, like, our relationship, you know, has been kind of like a roller coaster ride, up and down. I know for a fact that a lot of it has to do with me and how I perceive things and how I'm taking it. Because if I'm in control of who I am, you know what I'm saying, like, I wouldn't get rattled. Or there's some things out of control, like, she's technically out of my control. What she does is out of my control. What it be is, like, I don't understand some of the decisions that she's making. And then when I have to look at, you know what I'm saying, my daughter, you know, a part of me is like, I feel like she doesn't have to go through some of the things that she's going through. And even right now, see, I wish I would have got the original one so you could really see the difference right now. But, you know, I especially know she's about to go through some things coming up that she doesn't have to. And knowing her mom, like the person that I knew, which now I'm starting to feel like and see that maybe I didn't know her. You know what I mean? What if she's doing, like, putting up a front? Because, like, she did, like, almost like a complete 360. Like, and this is not, you know, like, not trying to speak ill of her or anything like that. But the person that I knew and that I can honestly say that I fell in love with is not the person that I see today. Now, accountability in me always knows that I had a part to play. But, you know, recently, I think I have been focusing on, or even back then, like, I was focusing on the questions of, you know, why this, why that, kind of focusing on her negatives at the moment. And to be completely honest, you know, like, even in, like, and I love to be able to explain this to my daughter as she gets older. But recently, you know, keep it a buck. Like, I be feeling like the crazy thing about this relationship, or the irony and everything, is that, you know, I do sometimes regret, you know what I'm saying, talking to my daughter's mom now, you know, and I gotta tell, you know, you gotta live with your regrets, but I kinda do. But then at the same time, it's like the greatest thing came to me from that. So I'm constantly faced with both of them, right? A reminder of the past that I don't really, I ain't gonna lie, I haven't moved on from it completely yet, and I know this is part of the healing process. And then the blessing from it, right? The gift. And like the crazy thing is, like, the gift right now, I'm in love with it now, but it still hasn't even, it's not even fully developed, you know what I'm saying? So like, that's the beauty in the thing. And then at the same time, what I'm going through at that moment is, am I making the right decisions? Because to the last week makes a year since I've been working at my second job at the gym for about a year, right? So I made a year. And you know, game plan necessarily didn't go accordingly, but I can't be mad because I can't say that it's going wrong. But you know, I question, am I making the right decision, especially towards my daughter? See, the bar for me is set very low. I ain't had no father growing up. I mean, he wasn't around. I had a father, but my father wasn't around. And so to me, the bar is low. One thing about me is I hold myself such to a high standard that people probably couldn't tell or wouldn't know, because I give back this laid-back demeanor and, like, I don't give a fuck, right? But I do. Apparently, I'm still here, so I do. And I want to make this clear, too. I'm not chasing perfection. Like, I've actually always hated the word perfect, because I think that most people don't really know what it means, like, in true essence of what perfect is, by definition, you know, or whatever. But that's another topic for another day. So I hold myself up to this high standard. So because the bar is set so low, it's like, okay, I easily beat that. But how do I know? You know, and I'm dealing with that. What also comes with this is that, you know, I have some, like, financial plans. I'm still coming into, or blossoming and learning about financial education. It wasn't passed down to me. It wasn't just handed to me. Like, I didn't talk to it with the older heads in my family. Not so much. And I'm traveling on this journey. And there's some things that I want to do. Like, I keep it a book. I wanted to buy a home. And I'm ready to leave, you know, my job. But I've heard that, you know, that they look at how long have you held a job. So probably go talk to a bank. I may even have to talk to somebody else about it just to double check, because what am I doing? And that's like a question, you know, like I gotta ask myself, is peace and happiness worth putting up with something somewhere that you don't want to be, that you already done for years now? All right, like, you done it for years. At what cost? What were the calculated risks in this? Right, and I'm sitting there pondering. So all this stuff is building up, and then, like, I'm at a point where I'm not too sure. Like, it depends on what we're talking about. Where I know what I want in life, and this is real shit. Like, man, you would have asked me when I was younger, did I want to get married? I think the younger me would have, like, the youngest me would have said yeah, and then I go through this phase that I didn't want kids, and I wasn't getting married. Like, man, I'm chronically a bachelor. Like, I'm used to being single. So whenever I get with a partner, I have a habit of self-sabotaging it, especially if it gets comfortable. I have a habit of doing that in any situation for the most part. If anything gets too comfortable, I get to messing it up. It's not that I genuinely like chaos, but I'm going to shake this thing up one time for the one, just because, like, being comfortable is uncomfortable, right? That may sound stupid or kind of like what to some people, but it happens. And I bring this up to be like technically I have no problem talking to people. What I have a problem is trusting people, and then especially like women. And I think I've said that in more than one episode, because I've seen strong men, or men who I thought were strong, kind of crumble or get broken And that fear has led me to, like I said, on some trust things. Like I said, I could date if I want to. But I'm coming to this point. I don't think it's necessarily about getting older as much as it's about maturing, as much as it's seeing experience and relationships that I can see as positive and seeing them work. Like, I think the first relationship that I could really say that, I can't remember if it was the first one when I was young when I seen it. But I remember, like I said, initially when I got asked, could I name five? I had a struggle naming five. That's not even a high number. But that's not the, like I said, I'm not going to just blame it on the community, but that's not the things that I saw was healthy. And then when I did see relationship, they may not have been healthier. It wasn't the one that I reflected. I couldn't model myself after the men or something like that. Things have changed for me. So, you know, you asked that question. Like, I don't believe that nobody wants to die alone. And I also look at it in a sense of that I'm not alone. I have people. But if I tell you, like, I'll probably touch on this in the end, so I'm going to leave this alone, but I'm not alone. You know what I mean? So, I don't look at it things that same, but they say to have an actual genuine partner, somebody that wants to work towards love on a daily basis with me, that understands that there's going to be these ups, there's going to be these downs, who seeks to understand me, and we both don't seek to be right, that we want to build something and support each other's doing. Like, that's not a, there are, like, I believe that there are women out there, straight up. Like, I'm not one of the people, man, you can't find them, or they're hard to find. I don't believe that. You know, like I said, and I was talking to a homie today, and he was like, man, maybe, he was like, if a person's spirit ain't in the right place, you could go talk to a good woman, and what it may be is that she's going to automatically sense that because she's in a good place. She don't want nothing negative around, and I can't say that that's what's happening to me, but is it possible? Hell yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I'm in a transformational place, and I think all this is coming up to kind of remind me. So now that the weeks have passed and COVID gave me a lot of time to reflect on some things. With the baby mom that I've been having things. I'm going to use kind of two theories from people that I got with this, right? So one, like I said, I just wanted to understand. I don't want to be right. I really choose not to fight. And because I was focusing on, like, what she's doing, right? Or what's going on currently. Man, I had to sit back and really ask myself, bro, what was your role to play? Like, I was accountable that I did something. I know some of the things that I did. But it's a different way of asking yourself, what role did I play to end up in this situation right now? So that's not just what happened in the past. It's what's going on moving forward. What are you doing to keep the situation the same? And then I'm still dealing with it. I'm still battling with it. I'm still going through the emotional change, right? So this is still open. But As I said earlier, the universe owes me no explanation. At the same time, the other homie was like, shout out to my boy Kev. He was like, what if she doesn't have an explanation to give you? What if she's not understanding what she's doing? And then, you know, that perspective alone changes the what. Because what if she doesn't? Then I'm never going to get the answer. And then I know this for a fact that 9 times out of 10, whatever she says, if it don't seem like it's heartfelt, which I don't think it is, I'm not going to lie, I can't judge it, but I really had that perception, then I'm never going to be satisfied anyway, and I'm still going to end up in the same place. So what do I have to do? Boundaries need to be set. Point blank, period. Because the love isn't lost, but boundaries need to be set. All right. When it comes to my daughter, you know how I know I'm doing the right thing? My daughter has spoiled me, right? Real talk, my daughter spoils me. So she sometimes will go to the gym, right? Like her mom goes to the same gym, we all go to the same gym, and they got a kids club. And if she sees me at work, she'll lead a kids club, and next thing you know, I could be talking to somebody, and I see, you know, this small figure come around the thing, and it's her, and she'll run up and give me a hug. And, you know, we exchange goodbyes, give her kisses and everything. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm missing the little things that I know that little things make a big difference. Also, the simple fact that my daughter can reach out to me whenever she really wants, whether I'm at work or whatever, if she reaches out, I'm going to try to pick up. You know what I mean? Like, especially if I know it's her. And I never had that opportunity. My daughter knows both sides of her family. Doesn't matter if she knows all of them, she knows most sides of her family. I didn't have that growing up. She can say that she had a grandfather and a grandmother and got that. She may not remember, maybe if something happens to him now, she may not remember when she got older, but she can say that. We're building memories. They have pictures, right? She's doing things that I've never done before. It's cool. Am I doing the right thing? I don't know. as of today, yeah, tomorrow, who knows what I missed out, you know what I mean? Like, but I know I'm doing something, and I know, like I said, this, she knows that I love her, which is dope. Like, our relationship is super cool. We actually got to hang out yesterday, you know what I mean? Like, took her to go hit candy, and, you know, I normally don't, I wouldn't do that, but I took her out to get candy, and to go see my brother. Like, it's, as, like I said, parenting isn't easy, because I'm so hard on myself, and because she has spoiled me, I overlook the little things. And to those who are listening, maybe you're, you know, maybe you got issues with your parents, which I am going to touch on that, you know what I mean, or you're a parent, and you're not too sure, little things will remind you. You know what I mean? You can always find a reason to be grateful, but remember the little things, because it could be a lot worse. You know what I mean? Like, I could have bounced out on her. So, you know, she's not gone yet. And, like, I actually wrote a letter to her. I'm going to make that into an episode where you hear a letter to my daughter. I know I may be headed in the right direction, and I know I still got a lot to learn. And she's teaching me, and I'm just learning as I go. Like I said, I'm exploring a new terrain. Everything else, man, is pretty much secondhand. Like, it's prioritizing. Like, I know right now that I gotta remember what to give a fuck about and what not to. What's worth my time and what's not. What's, like, I already know it's okay to say that I don't feel good. Like, and I got a support system. Like I said, that's why I know I'm not alone. It's because I got people that I reach out to. If something's wrong with me, I can reach out to people now and they gonna help me. We gonna cash in on these friend checks. So, to leave it up, man, I honestly just say, like, whatever. You know, this is one of the things, like I said, this is one of them behind-the-scene things where you get to see, like, life ain't easy. I come on this mic, and I'm coming on this mic knowing that I got all the answers. I may not have no answers for you, to be real, but I do want to change for somebody's perspective. I just came up with this today, and I was just, one of my goals right now is to have an impact on somebody's life on a daily basis. Just one person. If I have someone more, cool. If I maybe now have impacted, now near one person, not tripping. You know what I mean? And as long as it's coming from a genuine place, I'm good. Like, click, follow, subscribe, do all that kind of stuff. Like, we gonna get this thing up and going again. Like I said, my numbers are hit 52, so you never know how my recording. I may drop one or two a week to get to that number. I may drop it just week by week. But I'm going to try to get back on my consistent stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I owe it to y'all. I owe it to myself, most importantly. And I actually like doing this. This ain't going to have no visuals. So whenever I get those up and I start promoting it, you're going to start seeing my stuff bounce around. And also, like, I don't know what happened in some of my episodes, but hey, you know, things happen. We're going to keep moving. Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip.